Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market, according to the futures at least, is going to kick off with a small loss. The futures are saying down by around 0.1%, and that's a reflection of an underwhelming finish as far as US markets were concerned on Friday. Lower across the board, the S&P 500, for example, down by around 0.2%. So casting a pall over sentiment where stocks are concerned were the weaker than expected jobs numbers that we saw. So the consensus estimate for jobs growth over the course of September was for 500,000 jobs. What they got was a figure of 194. So well short of expectations at a time when investors are very keenly focused on this question of moderating activity and indeed the headwinds for earnings over the course of the coming quarters. This figure came home to roost in an unsatisfactory way for stocks. But the interesting thing about it was that there was no dividend in terms of a moderation in long-term interest rates. They continued to trend higher, as you see from this chart in weekly terms, and finishing up at the upper bound of where we've seen yields in recent times. So this territory around 1.6% is when you start sort of revving at the end of the tachometer, as it were, for stocks. So that's something to keep in mind over the course of coming sessions. So I suppose what it boils down to is that we have heard the head of the US Federal Reserve in recent times say that the improvement in the job markets has met the preconditions for the Fed tapering its bond purchases in November. So it could be argued as to whether or not these figures that we saw on Friday actually are going to have any impact on what the Fed does in a couple of weeks' time. But nonetheless, it was a pretty good week for stocks more broadly. So in terms of what we saw for the S&P 500, that was a pretty modest improvement in weekly terms, up by around 0.75%. And as you see here, it was the energy stocks that outperformed their peers. So in weekly terms, all prices were up by the better part of 5%. Across in Europe, the Stoxx 600 index actually did quite nicely. It was up by the most part of 1%. And those higher bond yields coming home to help those financial names across the European footprint. So they were amongst the most improved in the European sphere. Elsewhere, as far as what we can expect in the early part of this week, so you're going to see a lot said about the reopening of sorts as far as the New South Wales economy is concerned, specifically as it relates to Sydney. That might have a bit of a positive impact, but it's going to be the high frequency information that we'll be paying most attention to over the course of coming weeks to see how those spending intentions are realized. Because as we have spoken about before, this is not necessarily a case of demand destruction, it's a case of demand suppression. And now increasingly households will have a greater opportunity to express their demand desires, as it were. So that's something to keep in mind. Later on this week, we'll see the unemployment figures released on Thursday. That's arguably the marquee outcome of the week. But again, the markets could see this as a historical document rather than anything to key off in the near term. You would expect that everything would be a quantum above what we see in these figures on Thursday. So it will certainly be grist for the mill as far as market conversation is concerned. But again, we would expect that those trends of the last week will be bubbling away at some level in the local market. Improvements in the commodity-facing stocks and the financials is something to keep in mind as we navigate the early parts of this week. The Aussie dollar not doing all that much. It's trading just north of 73 US cents.